亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再一次收听复兴之声节目。在今天的节目里，我们将要继续播放爱德华米勒牧师一系列的讲道信息，讲到耶稣显明神，耶稣来到这个世上，把父神显明出来，让人看见了他，就看见了父神。在今天的信息里，他将与我们分享在约翰福音第九章，他开了瞎子的眼，他开了瞎子的眼。耶稣来到世上，他偶然经过一个地方，他怎么样看见一个生来是瞎眼的，却医好了他。他用了一个很不寻常的方式，用泼墨和泥抹在这人的眼上，叫他去希罗亚池洗一洗，这人就看见了。看似一个偶然的事件，却是神的安排，叫在黑暗中的人遇见大光，黑暗与光相遇，光就把黑暗给驱走了。哈利路亚，正是我们每一个人的写照，正是我们每一个人的故事。就同样的，我们也遇见了这光，使我们这些生来是瞎眼的，却能够看见耶稣这位真光。哈利路亚。
As you know, we're looking at God through the life of Jesus.
大家都知道，我们是在借着耶稣的生平来看神。
Through the eyes and the pen of his favorite disciple.
是透过他最喜欢的门徒的眼睛跟笔。
The one that knew him most.
就是那位最认识他的。
The one that knew him best.
那位对他最熟的。
The one that walked with him all through his life.
就是那位一生都与他同行的。
The one that was with him in the Mount of Transfiguration.
在变相山上与他在一起的那位。
And was with him when he did his miracles.
当他行神迹的时候跟他在一起的那一位。
And saw him on the cross.
而且在十字架上看见了他。
And saw him after the resurrection.
在复活之后也看见他。
His name is John.
他的名字就是约翰。
And in the book of John.
在约翰福音里面。
We've looked at the things he has written.
我们已经看了他所写的东西。
And we're going to look at the ninth chapter tonight.
今天晚上我们要来看约翰福音第九章。
We're going to read the first 11 verses.
我们要来读前十一节。耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。门徒问耶稣说：“拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪？是这人呢？是他父母呢？”耶稣回答说：“也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工；黑夜将到，就没有人能做工的。我在世上的时候是世上的光。”耶稣说了这话，就吐唾沫在地上，用唾沫和泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上，对他说：“你往希罗亚池子里去洗。”希罗亚翻出来就是奉差遣。他去一洗，回头就看见了他的邻舍和那素常见他是讨饭的，就说：“这不是那从前坐着讨饭的人吗？”有人说是他，又有人说不是，却是像他。他自己说是我。他们对他说：“你的眼睛是怎么开的呢？”他回答说：“有一个人名叫耶稣，他和泥抹我的脸眼睛，对我说：‘你往希罗亚池子去洗。’我去一洗，就看见了。”
I see some wonderful things here. We can't touch everything tonight. We may have to come back again to this one.
在这里，我看到一些奇妙的东西。我们今天晚上没有办法讲得很详尽，我们以后会回头再来讲。
The first thing I noticed is that Jesus was passing by there.
我注意到的第一件事情就是耶稣从那里经过。
It just seemed like a casual thing, just happened to be.
这看起来好像是偶尔的事情，碰巧是那样子。
But I found that there's so many wonderful things that just happened to be.
但是我发现很多奇妙的事情就碰巧是那样子。
God's back of the happenings, you know.
神在这些碰巧的事情，神都在背后。
There's one that's ordering everything.
有一位他在命令一切的。
There are no real happenings in the life of a Christian.
在基督徒的一生中，没有真正的偶发事件。
The psalm says that the steps of the righteous man are ordered of the Lord.
诗人说，义人的脚步为耶和华所立定。
We just think it happens.
我们以为事情就是这样子发生了。
But I'll give you a secret.
但是我告诉你一个秘密。
It's all planned.
这一切都是计划好的。
You may not like the plan.
你或许不喜欢这个计划。
But it's all planned.
但是一切都计划好的。
And so it just happened that Jesus passed by there.
所以耶稣就碰巧从那里经过。
But in that happening, There was a meeting.
但是在那发生的事情当中有一个相会。
There was a wonderful meeting.
有一个奇妙的相会。
A blind man.
一个瞎眼的。
And the God of light.
还有是众光之神。
That was their moment.
那就是他们的一刻。
That was a moment when eternity and time met each other.
那一刻永恒跟时间彼此相遇。
You know, eternity and time are like two big wheels.
你知道永恒跟时间就好像两个大轮子一样
and they're both turning
他们两个都在转
but there's only one point of contact
但是他们的接触点只有一个
all the rest is out of contact
其他的一切都没有接触上
but there's just that one point and that one moment when they're both touched together
但是就有那一刻就在那一点上他们两者就碰在一起了
and that was like this point of time
这就像在时间的这一点上
That man had been blind a long while since he was born blind
那个人已经瞎眼了很久生来就是瞎眼的
Jesus had walked all over
耶稣到处走
But it just happened
但是就发生了
That moment
就在那一刻
Why Jesus saw him
为什么耶稣看见了他
Maybe he never passed that way before
或许耶稣从来就没有经过那条路
Maybe he had but he'd been distracted looking at other things
或许他也走过那条路但是他分神了看到其他的东西
Whatever the reason,
不管是什么原因
at this moment,
在这一刻
Jesus looked at him,
耶稣看着他
saw him,
看见了他
Oh, what a moment,
那是何等伟大的一刻
What a wonderful moment,
那是何等奇妙的一刻
I don't think anybody realized the importance, the grandeur of that moment, except Jesus himself.
我想除了耶稣之外没有人明白那一刻有多么重要
Because he was conscious of being led of the Holy Spirit.
因为耶稣知道他是被圣灵带领的
No one else was.
其他人都不知道
But he was so in touch with his father, he knew.
但是他跟他的父一直保持着接触所以他知道
And so he stopped and he saw him, he looked.
所以他停下来了他看着
And the blind man didn't know it, of course, he couldn't see.
那个瞎眼的人不知道当然他看不见的
But that was a moment that was filled with life and light and power.
但是那一刻充满了生命光跟能力
And he was a man born blind.
这个人是生来瞎眼的
He hadn't been blinded by a cataract
他并不是因为白内障变得瞎眼
or an injury,
也不是因为受了伤
or disease,
或是因为生病
He was born without eyes.
他生来就没有眼睛
It wasn't the healing he needed.
他需要的不是医治
It was a creation he needed.
他需要的是创造
We call those things creative miracles.
这些东西我们称为创造性的神迹。
For God creates something.
就是神创造一些东西。
We have in Argentina.
我们在阿根廷。
A ministry that's very powerful.
有一个人的服事非常的有能力。
There's a man God uses in this way.
有一个人神用这样的方式在使用他。
His name is Anacondia.
他的名字叫做 Anacondia.
And...In his ministry,
在他的服事当中
there are some wonderful creative miracles.
有一些很奇妙的创造性的神迹
and it's very powerful.
而且非常的有能力
because people can't deny.
因为人们没有办法否认
they can't say, well, it just happened.
他没有说哦，这个是碰巧发生的
they can't say it was hypnotism.
也没有办法说是催眠的
or they can't say it was somebody playing a joke.
也没有办法说是有人在那边开玩笑
there it is.
就在那里
and that isThat God fills people's teeth.
那就是神会替人补牙齿。
With gold.
用金子。
Or with enamel.
或是用珐琅。
And it's a very wonderful gold. It's kind of bright.
那是一个很奇妙的金子，是发光的。
And it has a little cross on it.
而且上面有个小小的十字架。
And the dentists have all looked at it, but they can't figure out what it is.
所有的医生通通去看，但是呢，就看不出来到底是什么东西。
And this has happened to thousands of people.
这样的事情发生在成千上万人的身上。
Not just one or two, maybe.
不只是一个人，或许两个人。
And the wonderful thing about it.
这件事情奇妙的一点。
It is so convincing to people, even non-believers say, "Well, what can you say?"
就是这个能够使人非常的信服，甚至对那些不信的人，他们能够说什么呢
？They even had the national television. Like it's going on for the Olympics.
他们甚至有国家的电视网就像现在的奥林匹克运动会一样
Nationwide,
就是全国性的
They've had it, put the camera on the platform,
他们就把摄影机放在讲台上面
and brought a man up on the platform,
把人带到讲台上来
have him open his mouth,
他把嘴巴张开来
and there's two, three cavities,
他有两三个牙齿要补的
and the camera will focus on his mouth.
然后摄影机呢就对准了他的嘴巴。
They'll pray for him.
然后为他祷告。
And the whole nation will watch it fill up with gold and then a little cross.
全国的人都会看到这牙齿被金子补好了，然后上面还有个小小的十字架。
That's pretty convincing, isn't it?
这是很能够让人信服的，对不对？
That's a creative miracle.
这是个创造性的神迹。
In fact, when I was down there, the last time I was down there, not this time, but last time.
上一次我再上一次去那边的时候
I was in a town called Bahia Blanca.
我在一个城市叫做凯布兰卡
And my granddaughter has a friend.
我的孙女有一个朋友
She's about 17 or 18 years of age.
她差不多十七八岁
And she had three cavities on one side.
她的牙齿一边有三个洞
And he prayed for her.
那她就那个牧师为她祷告
And God did a wonderful work.
神做了一个奇妙的工作。
He didn't fill three. He put crowns on all four of them so they look equal.
神没有补他三颗牙齿，而是给他做了四个牙套，让他四颗牙齿看起来都一样。
And he didn't just stick them on.
而且那个牙套不是说就这样子粘上去的。
He inlaid them.
神是把它给镶上去的。
And it was like filigree, like lace. It wasn't solid.
看起来就好像是那个花边一样、哦、不是说是那个固体的硬硬的那样子上面还有很多的设计
And the dentist couldn't figure it out.
医生就搞不清楚
He said, No man in this world could do that.
医生说世界上没有人能够做这种事情
And she and my granddaughter were good friends.
她跟我的孙女是好朋友
and she'd walk around
她就到处走的
with one lopsided smile.
然后呢就嘴巴歪一边笑
so people could see.
好让人家能够看得见
Creative miracles.
创造性的神迹。
God created that material.
神创造了那个材料。
It just didn't grow.
那个不是长出来的。
It just didn't happen.
不是随便发生的。
This man needed a creative miracle.
这个人需要一个创造性的神迹。
Not a healing.
不是医治。
And I noticed something very strange.
我注意到一件很奇怪的事情。
I see God in Christ.
我看到神在基督里面
Working from the standpoint of love and mercy and power
他从爱跟怜悯能力的观点在做事情
I see him much more ready to demonstrate that his father was the creator of the world
我看到他再一次要彰显他的父是世界的创造主
And with his word he could create
而在这个世界里面他可以创造
Like he created wine out of water
就像他使用水造成了酒
he created bread and more bread and more bread and more bread and fish
他造了饼又来很多很多的饼还有鱼
but now
但是现在
he's doing something else another creative work
他在做另外一件事情也是创造的工作
I see God in his mercy seeing a man that's locked into darkness
我看到神因着他的怜悯看到一个人就困在他的黑暗里面
And from my personal viewpoint I think blindness is the worst affliction of all
从我个人的观点来看我觉得瞎眼是所有的痛苦最深的一种 这个这么美丽的世界
Locked out, he never saw it
但是他从来就看不见
Never saw it
从来就没有看见过
Never saw a butterfly
从来没有看见过蝴蝶
Never saw a tree
从来没有看过一棵树
Never saw the faceOf his wife or children.
从来没有看过他太太或是孩子的脸。
Never saw anybody's face.
他从来没有看过任何人的脸。
Never saw a rose.
从来没有看过一朵玫瑰花。
Never saw.
从来都没有看，从来都没有看见过夕阳。从来都没有看见过。
Sad, isn't it?
这是很悲哀的事，对不对
？All the beauty this world gives us.
这世界所给我们的一切的美。
Never saw any of it.
他一样都没有看见过。
Now this man didn't ask Christ for anything.
这个人没有跟基督求任何东西
But the poverty and the darkness and the pain that that man lived in
但是那个人生活在那样子的可怜痛苦黑暗的光景里面这就打动了神的心
God Christ stood there looking at him
神在基督里面看着他
He knew all that he was going through
他知道这个人经历的一切
He knew all that he'd experienced
知道他所过的一切
He knew many times he'd run into things
他知道有很多次这个人都撞到东西有很多次他都跌倒有很多次他都必须很羞辱的要求别人带着他过街他的无助 生命的空虚
the hopelessness,
生命的无助
he saw it.
他看见了
And while he was looking and seeing all this,
当他看着看见了这一切的时候
disciples,
他的门徒
they were men like us.
他的门徒就跟我们一样的是人
And look what they said.
看看他们怎么说
Not, oh, poor fellow, Lord, can you help him any?
他们没有说哎呀这可怜的家伙主你能不能够帮助他们
no, Who sinned?
他们说哼是谁犯了罪
Just like us.
就像我们一样
We're always wanting to blame somebody.
我们总是喜欢怪罪某一个人。
You know, in the different places of the world,
在世界上不同的地方
where the aborigines are,
有原住民的地方
where the gospel has never gone,
就是福音从来就没有到达的地方
whether it's in the tribes of China or the tribes of Africa,
不管是在中国的部落还是在非洲的部落里
when anybody gets real sick,
当一个人真的病得很厉害的时候
dies,
或是有任何人死了
doctors,
他们就会找巫医来
find out who did it.
去找说是谁做的事情
Every time.
每一次都是这样子
That's common knowledge.
这是他们普通常识
They have to find out where the blame is.
他们必须发现要去怪罪谁
Whose fault is it?
这到底是谁的错呢
And the witch doctor will come and they'll go through their rituals.
巫医会来会有他们的仪式
And they'll point out somebody, probably the one they don't like.
会指出一个人来，或许指出那个他们不喜欢的人。
He or she did it.
啊，是这个男的或者那个女的做的。
Say this.
啊，这个是他的错。
And so the poor fellow is probably killed.
所以这个可怜的家伙呢，或许他们就把他杀死。
That's our human way of thinking.
这就是我们人的思考方式。
It wasn't the divine way of thinking.
这不是神的思考方式。
It was a human way of thinking.
这是人的思考方式。
We're always looking to blame somebody for something that goes wrong.
有事情出了差错，我们总是要找一个人去怪罪他。
We feel comfortable with that.
这样子我们觉得才自在。
I think sometimes because we're afraid maybe it's my fault.
我想因为有时候我们怕或许是我自己的错。
So get it away from here, I push it over there.
所以呢，我就把错推到别人的身上。
Oh, then I feel pretty good.
嗯，这样子我觉得很好啊，是你的错，不是我的了。
Who sinned?
谁犯了罪?
And who did they blame?
他们怪谁?
Like always.
就是像平常的情形。
The man himself?
是这个人自己吗?
Or his parents?
还是他的父母呢?
Look at that.
看一看。
If someone goes wrong in life, the first thing they'll blame is his parents.
在生活中出了差错,别人会怪罪的第一个就是他们的父母。
It's their fault.
这是他的错。
It's their fault.
这是他们的错。
They've sinned.
他们犯了罪。
They haven't been good parents.
他们不是好父母。
Nowadays, lots of children blame their parents.
现在有很多的孩子都会怪他的父母。
It's all their fault.
都是他们的错。
Two boys in Los Angeles a year or two ago killed their mother and father.
有两个男孩子在一两年前在洛杉矶杀了他们的父母。
Just took a gun and shot them.
他们就拿枪把父母给射死。
And they said, yes, we did, we shot him.
他说是的，是我们射死的。
Because they treated us bad.
因为父母对我们不好。
It's all their fault.
都是他们的错。
We killed them, it's their fault.
我们杀了他们是他们的错。
Dear Father.
天哪。
We like to blame parents.
我们喜欢怪父母。
But I like what Jesus said.
但是我喜欢耶稣所说的。
Neither one.
都不是。
I like that, don't you?
我喜欢这个，你喜不喜欢？
He wasn't around blaming people.
耶稣没有到处怪罪别人
He was around changing things.
他是到处想要改变事情
He was around to do something about it.
他到处想要有所处置
You know, we have two things.
你知道我们有两件事情
We have sympathy
我们有
compassion.
我们有同情还有怜悯
Sympathy commiserates.
同情是你会跟他有去同情他的遭遇
But sympathy is of the devil.
但是同情是出自魔鬼的
It creates self-pity.
这会产生自怜。
But compassion is different.
但是怜悯不一样。
Compassion does something about it.
怜悯就会有所作为。
It sees the pain and the trouble and the situation.
他看到怜悯会看到这个痛苦那情况还有。
Is there anything I can do to help?
然后就会说我能够做些什么事情来帮助呢
？But sympathy.We'll see the problem.
但是同情会看到了问题，会看到了疼痛。
Try to find out whose fault it is.
试着去找到是谁的错。
And then build self-pity in you, poor, poor thing. How could life treat you so bad?
然后就建立起你的自怜，说：“哎呀，你这可怜的家伙，这个人生怎么会对你这么差呢？”
You're not worthy of such bad treatment.
你不应该受到这么糟的待遇的。
Of course not.
当然不应该。
Most of us worthy of worse treatment.
我们大部分人是应该受到更糟糕的待遇的。
But compassion, Christ had compassion.
怜悯，基督有怜悯。
He was going to do something about it.
他要处理这个事情。
Because he says later, you see.
因为后来我们有看见
There was light standing before darkness.
光在那里站在黑暗的面前
Jesus said, I'm the light of the world.
耶稣说我是世上的光
I'm the light of the world.
我是世上的光
Light and darkness stood side by side.
光跟黑暗并肩的站着
Often light and darkness stand side by side.
光跟黑暗常常是站在一块的
God calls the devils the workers of darkness.
神称魔鬼为黑暗的作者
Because the devil the prince of darkness
他称魔鬼为黑暗之君
His demons are minions of darkness
他的那些小鬼都是很大的黑暗的
That's the dark part of life
那是人生黑暗的一部分
God is light
神是光
And those that love him are made lights in the world
那些爱他的人也成为世上的光
And light and darkness often stand side by side
光跟黑暗常常站在一旁的
Darkness can't see the light.
黑暗没有办法看见光。
But darkness is weak and light is strong.
但是黑暗是弱的，光是强的。
Scientifically, I'll just bear with me a minute.
请容许我，我要讲一下科学上的东西。
Light is a something.
光是一样东西。
Darkness is a nothing.
黑暗什么都不是。
Light has weight.
光有重量。
Darkness is empty.
黑暗是空的。
Light is the opposite of darkness.
光是黑暗的相反。
Darkness is the horror of when light gone out.
而黑暗是黑暗当当光来的时候，黑暗就会离开。
Darkness is very weak.
黑暗非常的弱。
Go into a dark room.
你进到一个黑暗的房间。
Everything dark.
一切都是黑的。
And then just light a match.
你就点燃一支火柴。
That little bit of light.
这么一点点的光。
Dries out much darkness.
就会把所有的黑暗都赶走。
And you hit the switch.
你把电灯开关打开。黑暗就立刻冲出去了。
It never fight.
他绝对不会停下来要征战。
It hates the light.
因为他恨光。
And darkness and light stood side by side.
黑暗跟光站在一旁。
One strong and powerful.
一个是很强的，很有能力的。
One weak and miserable and pitiful.
一个是很弱的很可怜的很悲惨的
But Jesus, the light of the world,
但是耶稣是世上的光
He is filled with compassion.
他充满了怜悯
He wasn't only light.
他不只是光
He was creator.
他是创造主
He was powerful.
他是很有能力的
And so he did a strange thing.
所以他做了一件很奇怪的事情
Jesus said, neither one has sinned. That's not the problem.
耶稣说也不是他们犯了罪这不是问题
God wants to manifestWho he is and what he does.
而是神要彰显他是谁，还有他做的事情。
God wanted to show them something.
神要跟他们显明一些事情。
He sent Christ there. He led him right down that street.
神差遣
He wanted to show men.
神差遣基督到那里，到那条街上，因为他想要跟人显明他是谁。
And what he does.
他所做的事情。
And so what did he do?
所以他做了什么呢
？He gave them a little talk.
他跟他们讲了一点点话
about himself
他就自己说了
and then he did something
然后他做了一件事
strange thing
很奇怪的事情
doesn't sound much, very much like a healing service or a crusade, healing crusade
听起来不像是一个医病的聚会或是一个布道的大会 他就站在那里
that's what he did
这就是他所做的事情
on the ground
吐在地上
and then he stooped down and turned around and made some mud
然后他就弯下腰来把他和了一点泥巴
why did he do that?
他为什么要那样做呢
do you ever ask yourself if you've read it before
如果你以前
why did Jesus do that?
你以前读这个时候你有没有问过自己耶稣为什么那样做呢
tell you why
我告诉你为什么
remember that's a work of creation
记得这是一个创造的工作
what is our bodies made of?
我们的身体是由什么做成的呢
Dust.
是由土做的
Dust.
土
He needed a bit of clay.
他需要一点点土。
He needed a bit of dust.
他需要一点泥土。
Because that's what we're
made of. 因为我们就是由土造的。
And then to that dust, what did he add?
然后他在那个土上面加了什么东西
？The water of his life.
就是他生命的水。
Didn't he?
对不对
？And he added the water of life.
他加了生命的水。
The human dust.
加在人的泥土上。
And you have light.
然后就有了光。
You have something wonderful.
就有了奇妙的东西。
You have a great work of creation.
就有了很大的创造的工作。
You know when light comes to a man in darkness.
你知道，当光临到一个在黑暗中的人。
It's a wonderful creative work.
这是很奇妙的创造的工作。
When the water of life in him, he said, "I will give you living waters," didn't he?
那是他生命的水。他说，我要将生命的活水给你。
It's the dust of your being. A wonderful thing happened.
当他把生命的水给了你这个人的泥土奇妙的事情就发生了创造就发生了光生命这就是发生的事情他用泥土他用生命的水因为他的唾液本身就是水从他的身体里面出来的因为他是神道成肉身把这个结合在一起
and ordered his eyes.
然后放在那个人的眼睛上
and then he asked,
然后他就问
told him to do a strange thing.
就要求那个人做一件很奇怪的事情
Now go to a certain pool of Siloam,
到希罗亚的某一个池子去
and wash your eyes.
在那里洗你的眼睛
Didn't tell him how to get there.
没有告诉他说怎么去那
里
他是瞎子
Go and wash.
你去洗。
The man didn't know who Jesus was.
那个人不晓得耶稣是谁。
He didn't know where he went.
也不晓得他。
Where he is, I don't know.
也不晓得他在哪里。
But he obeyed.
但是他顺服了。
How he obeyed, I don't know.
他怎么样会听这话呢？我不晓得。
Maybe he had to ask a lot of people.
或许他必须问很多人。
Maybe he had to have someone lead him.
或许他必须求别人带着他走。
All I know is he obeyed.
我所知道的只有一点，就是他顺服了。
And when the word of God comes to me,
当神的话语临到了我。
In the act of obeying is the very act of faith.
顺服的行动，这就是信心的行动。
When I know what God tells me to do, I'm in not only obedience, I'm in faith.
我做神要我做的事情，我不只是在顺服，而且我是带着信心。
And he washed.
而在这个信心当中，他就去洗了。
And they ask him, I said, I don't know.
别人问他说，他怎么开的？
One thing I know,
他不知道。我只知道一件事情。
Once I was blind.
我本来是瞎眼的。
Now,
现在
I see.
我看见了。